Welcome to D&B College. Today we're cleaning a jungle base wobble so it still feels rude, raw, and old school, but without the mud, the flab, or the stereo mess that ruins a proper roller. The big idea here is simple. Jungle base is not just about being huge, it's about momentum. It has to move with the break, support the snare, and leave enough space for the drums to breathe. If the base is too wide, too long, too bright, or too resonant, it stops feeling powerful and starts feeling blurry. So we're going to tighten it up inside Ableton Live 12 and make it sit like it belongs, in a real D&B drop. Start small. Don't begin with a massive sound. Build a simple bass phrase first in MIDI. One or two bars is enough. Keep it short and leave space around the snare hits. A sustained note, then a small reply note, then a gap is already enough to get a strong jungle feel. Why this works in D&B is because space creates tension. If the bass is busy from the start, it just becomes low-end fog and starts fighting the break. What to listen for here? First, does the bass breathe with the drums? Second, do the snare hits still feel clear and important? If the answer is no, the phrase is probably too crowded before you've even touched sound design. Now build the tone with something simple and stable. Operator or wavy double are both solid choices. Keep the source basic, a sine or triangle-based low layer. Maybe a slightly harsher mid layer if you need it, but don't go wild with unison or massive width at the source. Then put a clean stock chain on it. EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and utility is a really strong starting point. Use EQ8 first to cut the useless low rumble below around 25 to 30 Hz. That cleans up the sub region without making the bass smaller. Then bring in saturator for a little pressure, not destruction. We're talking maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive. After that, use auto filter to shape the motion, and utility to keep the low end centered. This is the part where a lot of beginners go wrong. They make the source too wide or too complex, then every extra effect just makes the bass weaker. In jungle and old school D&B, the sub needs to stay solid while the movement happens in the mids. If the bass already sounds too wide, too bright, or too finished, stop and fix the raw source. Don't try to rescue a messy patch with more processing. That's almost always slower. Next, separate the sub job from the wobble job. This is the most important cleanup move. You can keep it as one sound if you want a unified old-school character, but for beginners, two layers is usually easier and cleaner. One track for the sub, one track for the wobble mid layer. Keep the sub simple, mono, and stable. Let the mid layer do the talking, the motion, the grit, and the character. A good starting split is to keep the sub mostly below 100 to 120 Hz, and let the wobble character live above that. If the bass gets bigger when you turn it up but smaller on laptop speakers, the sub probably isn't controlled enough. And if it sounds exciting soloed, but vanishes when the kick and snare come in, the mid layer is too broad or too loud. Now let's clean the wobble with filter discipline. Not more distortion. Put auto filter on the wobble layer and use it as the motion control. A lot of jungle bass problems come from too much open top end, not too little distortion. Try a low pass or band pass shape and move the cutoff in a controlled range. Around 150 to 900 Hz is a useful zone depending on how bright you want it. Keep resonance moderate. You want movement, not squealing chaos. If the bass has harsh spiky harmonics, follow the filter with EQ8 and make a narrow cut where the fizz lives, often somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz. What you want to hear is the wobble talking on each movement, not hissing constantly. That's the difference between something that sounds intentional and something that just sounds noisy. Now add saturator after the filter on the wobble layer. This gives you grime and pressure without needing extreme synth settings. Start modest. A couple of dB of drive is often enough. Turn on soft clip if the peaks are too sharp, and always trim the output back after distortion. That's important. Don't judge the sound just because it got louder. Level match it. Why this works in D&B is because saturation helps the bass read on smaller systems and gives the wobble a forward mid-range edge. But if distortion is doing all the work, the groove gets cloudy and the kick loses authority. A good test is to loop the bass with the kick and snare. If the snare still punches through clearly, you're probably in the right zone. Now tighten the timing. Open the MIDI clip and shorten any notes that are smearing into the snare tail or stepping on the kick transient. For rollers, bass notes should usually release just before the next drum hit. They should feel like they are rolling with the break, not dragging across it. Try keeping note lengths around eighth notes to quarter notes to start. Then add tiny gaps if the bass feels sticky. What to listen for? Does the bass groove against the break or sit on top of it? And do the snare hits still feel like the main event? If the bass and drums feel glued together in a bad way, That's usually a note length problem before it's a sound design problem. A really useful move is to duplicate the phrase across two bars, then remove one note in the second bar. That little bit of absence often creates more momentum than adding another note. In jungle, space is power. Now control the stereo image. Keep the low end mono. Use utility on the bass track or on a bass bus to collapse the sub region to center. If there's stereo movement in the mids, that can be fine, but the core low frequencies should stay locked in. Wide sub can disappear or change shape when a club system sums to mono, and then your bass loses the exact thing that makes it work. You want the bass to feel almost the same in stereo and mono down low. Once the bass feels good on its own, check it in context with the drums. This is the real test. Soloing can lie. Put the bass against the kick, snare, and break inside the actual drop. Listen carefully. Is the kick still punching? Is the snare still cracking through? Is the break detail staying clear? Are the bass note endings stepping on the fills? If the bass is too dominant, pull it back a couple of dB before adding more processing. If the groove loses tension, shorten the notes or make the filter movement a little more pointed instead of just turning it up. And here's a useful decision point. If you want a clean roller version, keep the filter movement tighter and the distortion lighter. If you want a ruder jungle version, push the mids a bit harder and let the filter bite more. Both are valid. The mistake is trying to make one patch do everything at full intensity. Now think about movement across 4 or 8 bars, not just one. Jungle and DNB need repeatable energy, but not sameness. Automate small changes. Open the filter a little every couple of bars. Add a touch more drive in the second phrase. Remove a note before a snare fill. Close the filter briefly before the next section. These tiny changes keep dancers locked in without breaking the roller flow. A simple arrangement could be something like this. The first 4 bars stay tight and filtered. The next 4 open slightly, then a bar drops a note or shortens a tail for tension, and then the full movement comes back for payoff. That's a classic way to keep the drop alive without overcomplicating the bass line. Once the bass is behaving, commit it. Freeze it, flatten it, or resample it to audio. This is especially useful if the tone already feels right but the patch is still easy to mess with. Audio gives you control. You can trim tails, edit transients, or chop little bits for fills. Jungle often gets its energy from precise phrasing more than from endless sound tweaking, so committing early can actually make the track stronger. A good extra habit is to keep versions. Save a clean version, a rude version, and a stripped version. That gives you arrangement options later without rebuilding everything from scratch. Also, whenever you add saturation or filtering, level match before deciding if it's better. A louder bass often feels better for the wrong reason, so trim the output and judge tone, not volume. If you want to go a little deeper, here are a few smart DNB moves. Put the nastiest character in the mid layer, not the sub. If the bass feels boxy, gently cut some low mid around 200 to 400 Hz. But only after you've checked that note lengths aren't the real problem. If the bass feels too polite, don't make it wider first. Make it more readable in the mids. A little extra energy around 200 Hz to 1 kHz can give it more attitude on smaller systems, while keeping the low end disciplined. And if the wobble starts sounding seasick, reduce the depth of the modulation before you change the rate. In DNB, too much depth usually creates mess before it creates excitement. One more thing, and this matters a lot. Keep the snare as the truth test. Every time you change the bass, ask yourself whether the snare still cuts cleanly. In old school DNB, if the bass starts blurring the snare tail, it's too long, too broad, or too loud. The groove has to stay readable. So here's the recap. Clean jungle wobble is not about sterilizing the character. It's about giving every part of the sound a job. Keep the sub mono and steady. Let the movement live in the mids. Shape the wobble with filter discipline. Add saturation carefully. Tighten the note lengths. Check the bass in context with drums early. Then automate small changes over a few bars so the drop keeps rolling forward. Now take the 15-minute practice challenge. Build one 2-bar bass loop using only Ableton stock devices. Keep the sub mono. Use just one main wobble movement source. Then bounce it or flatten it. Drop the drums underneath, and test whether the snare still speaks, whether the sub stays centered, and whether the loop feels like it rolls forward instead of just wobbling in place. If you want the full challenge, make 2 versions from the same MIDI, one clean roller and one rude roller. Keep the sub unchanged. Make only the midrange wider in one of them, and compare them in mono. That's the move. Keep it tight, keep it rude, and let the break breathe.